Comedy Veep have won the top awards at the Emmy Awards, with Saturday Night Live also cashing in on the back of a season of Donald Trump spoofs. KTL Entertainment, KTLA Entertainment reporter Sam Rubin is with us from the United States. Hi, Sam. Good to talk to you.
Larry, good evening to
so
you.
So the Handmaid's Tale has made history, becoming what, the first show produced by a streaming site to take home the Emmy for Best Drama.
This was a huge night for Hulu, and of course we talk a lot here about Netflix and their near domination of the streaming world, but Hulu scored here, and in a big way, and an extraordinary amount of time, money, and effort spent not only making the series, which had a huge impact, 8 Emmy wins tonight, but also in promoting it as an Emmy possibility. Elizabeth Moss, who many might remember from Mad Men, and also another great show with a Kiwi Jam champion, Top of the Lake, the winner, big winner, best actress in a drama, and very gracious and good on stage. It really did better than people anticipated it would. A lot of people suggest, you know, you hear this phrase throughout the course of the Emmy night, for particularly Handmaid's Tale, but also Pretty Little Liars, which did well, and Veep, the political comedy, that in this time, and this is all thinly veiled references to Donald Trump, in this time, this show is particularly important. That kind of thing. You heard that throughout the evening.
Yeah, former White House frontman Sean Spicer made a cameo appearance. Here he is.
Sometimes when you're acting, you get a chance to bring a bigger message, and this is their contribution. And
all right, that's not him. Here he is here.
Anyone who could say how big the audience is? Sean, do you know? This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period, both in person and around the world.
Wow, that really soothes my fragile ego.
Okay, how did that go down, Sam?
I think it was mixed. I mean, a real surprise, great shots of the stars in the audience, just agape. But then afterwards, why are we rewarding this guy? Why does he, you know, he's not forgiven? That kind of thing. So I think that was a good idea as an effective sort of surprise joke, but there was an aftertaste to it, an aftermath that people maybe did not like.
Right, yeah, well, it is Hollywood, isn't it? Nicole Kidman, now outstanding, she won Outstanding Actress in a TV miniseries. That it's been a breakout hit, hasn't it? This Big Little Lies.
Some say her very best performance ever in anything. They let her speak at considerable length on the podium, and what's interesting is some people are not accorded the same luxury. But she talked at great length, and I got to tell you a kind of cute backstage thing. Keith Urban with her backstage, and there's all this media to do and all these photos to take, and he was FaceTiming on the phone with their daughter. And like, you know, there's mommy over there, and this is what she was doing. Really kind of like almost a tour guide explaining to the one daughter why they weren't home, obviously, because they were busy with mom winning an Emmy. It was a really neat thing to see, and kind of a behind-the-scenes thing to see. And another thing that people are going to talk about, Saturday Night Live had a huge night, and one of their producers is dating Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck was here tonight squiring this lady around, Lindsay, and what's interesting is When they're photographed together, I guess she doesn't photograph very well, but there is something about her. A lot of us in the press room were talking about this. There is a definite quality to her in person that you haven't seen in these photographs, and the whole thing makes a lot more sense to us now.
Okay. Thank you, Sam. Good to talk to you. Sam Rubin, KTLA Entertainment reporter from LA. It's now 5:26.